Welcome back. We're now going to speak about burnout. Burnout is a state in which people who have been under large amounts of stress in their professional and or in their private lives no longer can function properly. It involves physical and emotional exhaustion, cynicism and detachment, and feelings of lack of accomplishment and ineffectiveness. It also can lead to physical illness. Burnout occurs in virtually all caregivers, whether they are professional, trained or untrained, at one point or another. Burnout doesn't appear overnight. It builds up over a period of time. A person with burnout frequently is unaware that it is happening. Thus, burnout is dangerous for the caregiver and for his or her clients. In this section, we'll describe the causes and prevention of burnout and how to deal with it once it happens. As an activity, describe an incident of burnout that you've had. What consequences did it have for yourself, for your clients, and for your personal life? Let's take a short look at the causes of burnout. Burnout is caused by caring a great deal and by working very hard without taking time and making space for yourself. You feel strong obligations towards your clients, towards your family or friends, toward a cause, or toward other things. You wear yourself out physically and emotionally, and do that chronically. As an activity, describe an incident of burnout in yourself or another person. What caused it? Let's now look at some of the symptoms and signs of burnout. And there are quite a number of those. We'll give a few here. First, the physical symptoms. These include emotional exhaustion, physical exhaustion, sleep problems, that is, insomnia because of thinking about the circumstances, and or sleeping too much because that will allow you to escape from the world. Another symptom is not being able to concentrate. You can be forgetful, even of simple things. You can have problems with eating, either eating too much to get pleasure, or eating too little because of nervousness. You can have anxiety, depression, irritability, anger, frustration, feelings of being detached and isolated, a lack of optimism, being cynical about everything, apathy, hopelessness, a feeling of being useless in life, and low performance levels in your professional life and in your private life. As you can see, this is a very wide variety, and there can be other psychological symptoms, and those can be individual. Also, there can be a large number of physical symptoms. We emphasize that you must get these checked out by a doctor. These can include stomach pain, headache, chest pain, irregular heartbeat, shortness of breath, sexual dysfunction, frequent urination, and other symptoms in any part of your body. And again, we emphasize that you must get these checked out by a doctor. As we'll see in the course on psychology and trauma, high levels of stress can lead to serious physical illness. This is another reason for dealing with it and for preventing burnout. As an activity, give the symptoms that you had during an incident of burnout. It can be either you or a friend or colleague. How did you deal with these symptoms and the resulting consequences? Let's talk about dealing with burnout. The first point in dealing with burnout is realizing that you have it. People with it tend to ignore it and ignore colleagues and friends telling them about it. We urge you to take it very seriously. The next step in dealing with it is to find somebody to talk to. As we've already mentioned in previous sections of this course, supervision and/or intervention are essential. As we've said before, if you don't have it on a regular basis, whether or not you're in burnout, you're not acting as a responsible caregiver if you don't have supervision or intervention. If there is no professional supervisor around, find a colleague with whom you can speak. If worst comes to worst, contact us. In mild to moderate burnout, you may have to stop work and give your other obligations to others. In serious burnout, you certainly will have to do this. The period of getting out of your work will vary between individuals and with circumstances. It is essential that you do things that you like and that give you satisfaction and that don't have to do with your obligations and the activities that caused for the burnout in the first place. Obviously, it's important that you make a plan for preventing burnout in the future. And again, as an activity, we ask you to describe an incident of burnout that you or another person had and how you or the other person dealt with it. Now let's talk about prevention of burnout. There are a number of important aspects to this. One of these is prioritization in your work and in your private life. Another is creating a balance between your professional life and your private life. Still another is taking time for yourself, doing activities that give you pleasure and satisfaction. Again, we repeat that supervision and/or intervention is a key element in preventing burnout. Much of this takes planning. For many people, this also takes adaptation and changing of their thought processes. As an activity, make a plan for preventing burnout in your life. Some final remarks. Burnout is almost inevitable in people doing caring work. It is crucial to have a plan to prevent it and to deal with it when it occurs. Anything less is shortchanging your clients and yourself.